720 WGN. Big debate last night.
Were you screaming at your TV last night? I was wondering.
Here's the moment I screamed. You want the moment that I screamed?
Mm-hmm.
This is the moment. This is the moment when he was being asked about whether or not he's a racist, essentially. And he says this.
In Palm Beach, Florida, tough community. A brilliant
community,
a wealthy community, yeah. Probably the wealthiest community there is in the world. I opened a club and really got great credit for it. No discrimination against African Americans, against Muslims, against anybody. And it's a tremendously successful club, and I'm so glad I did it. And I have been given great credit for what I did, and I'm very, very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I feel. That is the true way I feel.
In Palm Beach?
Yeah.
How does he feel exactly?
It's $100,000 to get into the Mar-a-Lago club.
No way.
As a transfer fee.
But first he started by saying it's a real tough community.
Yeah, tough community.
And then a very wealthy community.
What he means by tough is it's socially very tough. In season, it's very hard to be accepted socially. Who is he talking to?
It's a tough community.
The guy's running for president. Even Franklin Roosevelt knew, don't be the rich guy.
And I know this is petty, but Muslim?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got some Saudis in the club. All right, Doug Schoen is with us. He's written a new book, Putin's Master Plan. And now, let's talk about that, Doug, because, and by the way, Doug is a very interesting chap because he's a Democratic strategist, but he goes on the Fox News channel all the time to get his head crushed by Sean Hannity. I don't seem to understand, but it seems to work out. Doug,
you'll understand. I have a slightly different view.
That's true. Thank God. All right. Now, Putin's master plan. Let's talk about how much do you think the Russians are attempting to influence this election?
A great deal. I think they've hacked the Democratic Party. I think they've hacked the federal government. And I think that they stand ready to try to interfere with an honest election and an honest count if they can. I put nothing past them.
How does this election differ from any other elections in years past when they would probably have the same motivations, I would think, to hack into systems?
Well, I think their skills are greater. And since they believe in 2011, we intruded in their parliamentary elections, promoted demonstrations, I think they feel a greater incentive, a greater desire, and a greater motivation to disrupt our elections, which, in fact, they have done.
Now, to what end? What is Vladimir Putin looking for here? What benefits him?
I think there are two things. One, proving he can disrupt our elections. And second, it's no secret to anyone that he would like to elect one Donald Trump president of the United States. And you heard Donald Trump last night say with a straight face that there had been hacking by the Russians, so Putin has them right where he wants them.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because it's a 400-pound guy in his mother's basement.
Yeah, I heard that, and
yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, the moon is not made of green cheese.
Now, in terms of what you saw last night, and we were having a little bit of a debate on this. The debate on the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I thought that he held his own pretty well for the first half hour, and I started to think, well, you know, I think he's going to appeal. Really, you want to solidify your base. You want to fire up people who are thinking about sitting on the fence, and for Republicans who he really needs to talk to, are Republicans who feel like he's just business Republicans. And moderate Republicans, Northeast Republicans, Midwest big city Republicans, people who are college educated, and they see him for what they think he is, which is just kind of a business thuggy, not so bright and not well tempered guy, and not that he's dumb, but just not, you know, is he really presidential timber? Most people don't think so in that, and I thought for the first half hour he was winning that. Did he lose it in the last hour?
Well, he certainly didn't do well in the last 45 minutes to an hour. You know, the post-debate polls have been all over the lot. CNN said he got crushed. Other polls say he held his own or won. you'll know in a couple of days when the debate has had a chance to sink in and we get some more national and swing state polls. But I think the jury is still out on whether he has the right stuff to be president for the constituency you were talking about.
All right. So now, as for Hillary, did she win anything last night? Did she sway anybody?
Well, I think she did two things. First, she demonstrated that she was prepared and ready to be president. And given that 2 weeks ago we were wondering if she could make it through the debate, as Trump said, did she have the stamina to do it? I think the answer was a most assured yes. It isn't clear to me that she really swung things. She was pretty wonky, but she certainly sounded like she could be president. She has the millstone of 30 years in politics and government, but I thought she did a perfectly competent job.
Do you think she who do you think did a better job at reaching out to the likely voters who are still undecided, which is who they're truly trying to reach last night and will be going forward?
Well, I think the secretary did better, but I don't think she closed the sale. That is, I don't think we can say, oh, this election's over. I don't think she's going to move the numbers that much, move the needle that much. But I'd say I thought she won on points.
Doug, what do you make of how tight places that she had bigger leads in are getting, whether it's Pennsylvania? Ohio, I mean, has flipped completely, and he seems to be walking away in Ohio. Florida's tight and Nevada's tight. And what's going on there? Doug Show?
Lost Doug there. Wasn't altogether a great connection to begin with.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think it's one of the better connections
we've
ever had.
No, it really wasn't.
He's preparing for a marathon, I think.
I think he is.
Was he running? Yeah, I thought it was a car window. But
Yeah. I think he stuck his head out the window like a dog. I'm getting better I'm getting better reception right here. All right. You know what, Violetta, why don't you do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, and then we will try to figure out what it is that we're dealing with here.